This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Columbia snowplows are on the roads this morning, preparing for a powerful winter storm charted to hit mid-Missouri around 9 this morning. The National Weather Service says the storm has already dumped inches of snow and rain out west and across the Plains states. National Weather Service meteorologist West Browning says not to let the lack of snow now fool you. Once the snow begins later this morning, it will be heavy and road conditions will deteriorate rapidly. Steve Sapp, spokesperson for the City of Columbia Public Works Department, says his team has been making preparations all this week and even earlier.
This is Missouri weather, and this is what we plan for all year round. So, you know, even back in the summer when it was 100 degrees out, you know, we were planning on how we would do snow and ice management throughout this winter.
City, county, and state officials suggest Missourians stay off the roads unless necessary. The mayor of Kansas City says the search for bodies is over and the search for a cause of the plaza explosion has begun. One person died in the blast. At least 15 were injured. Frank Morris reports that the timeline of Tuesday night's blaze raises questions about how quickly JJ's restaurant was evacuated before the tragedy.
A crew laying fiber for a cable company hit a 2-inch wide gas pipeline near JJ's just before 5 Tuesday evening. They called the fire department, which mounted an emergency response and got a truck, pumper 19, to the restaurant 10 minutes later. Missouri Gas Energy's first emergency responder got there at 5:16. But then?
At 5:17, pumper 19 returned to service.
Kansas City Fire Chief Paul Berardi says that means the crew withdrew from the situation.
That indicates that the fire department was called off. They returned to service. They were available for service.
Sly James, the mayor of Kansas City, says the gas company would have jurisdiction in this kind of situation. Ultimately, someone from MGE did give the order to evacuate the restaurant. It's not clear when that happened, but several workers were still inside the building when it blew up at 6:04. Frank Morris, KCUR News.
A Missouri state representative thinks evolution needs to be more clearly taught in schools. Representative Andrew Koenig's House bill was discussed at a public hearing yesterday morning by the Committee for Elementary and Secondary Education. Koenig's bill would allow teachers to teach the strengths and weaknesses of evolution freely. He says this approach will encourage students to explore science.
If we tell students that everything has been discovered, I think kids are just going to be less interested in science. So I think by bringing up these and some of the controversies and get kids talking about it, I think it'll help critical thinking skills.
He says he wants to bring clarity to teachers who are not sure of what they are able to teach on the subject. The bill would prohibit religion being involved in curriculum, only allowing scientific information. He says Tennessee and Louisiana have already passed statutes similar to this bill. If passed, the Department of Education would notify all superintendents of the bill's provisions by the start of the 2014-2015 school year. Researchers at Lincoln University found out yesterday they'll receive grant money to study pest management. The Department of Agriculture awarded the university $23,000 as part of a program whose aim is to build up the specialty crop industry. One Missouri House Democrat's plan would send colleagues to prison for proposing legislation limiting collective bargaining rights. Representative Jeff Ruida of Barnhart introduced the bill in response to a Republican House member's proposal to jail lawmakers for introducing gun control measures. Ruida says he was inspired by the GOP approach to protecting gun rights, and he wants to do the same for unions. Representative Mike Lira of St. Louis County is sponsoring the bill banning gun control legislation. Both measures would give lawmakers prison terms of up to 4 years for proposing gun restrictions or anti-union bills. The Republican-led legislature is currently working on proposals to curb collective bargaining by limiting the ability of unions to collect fees from employees' paychecks. Local sexual assault counselors say recent data showing an increase in rape reports in Columbia may be misleading. The Columbia Police Department's crime report showed violent crime rates have decreased, with the exception of rape reports. But members of different sexual assault prevention organizations, such as True North, see an encouraging sign in the unfortunate trend. The executive director of True North, Barbara Hodges, says the trend is illustrating a stronger voice for the victims.
It's an unfortunate thing that it's even occurring at all, obviously. But the more that women will report, then the easier it will be for that next woman who has an unfortunate sexual assault to be comfortable in reporting it.
Hodges says education and awareness has helped increase the number of women that report rapes. She says different programs help women and men know when they are in dangerous situations and how they can get out of them. A Missouri Senate Energy Committee has advanced legislation that would let power companies seek permission for an infrastructure surcharge. Under legislation approved by the committee with two dissenting votes yesterday, power companies could seek to levy the surcharge between formal rate cases. Utilities could seek a surcharge no more than twice per year and would need to file a rate case every 3 years with the Public Service Commission. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.